This is Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod.
This past week, I had the opportunity to visit the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. And I went there with a lot of unformed expectations, I guess, wanting to find spiritual significance and connection. I searched on the holy city of Sfat and went to the Kotel in Yerushalayim. And when I went up to the Kotel, it was a Friday night, Kabbalat Shabbat, and I was able to daven on the wall, touching the wall. And a lot of people asked me afterwards, what was it like for you? Did it connect with you? What's your emotions? And I found myself surprised in that I expected myself to be broken down or something. I don't know, some sort of emotional connection to this. I mean, after all, earlier that day, I was at Yad Vashem, Mount Herzl, and I cried my eyes out. But here, at the heart of the world, I wasn't emotionally checked. I wasn't emotionally changed. Days later, I'm back in the diaspora, and I'm having a hard time integrating into society, and I'm recognizing that just because I wasn't emotionally changed at that moment, it didn't mean that I didn't rectify something deeper with them. So that left me with two bits. One, I've been affected by it, nobody can say otherwise. And the other one, which is probably a greater concept, is that I went expecting God to do something for me, when the entire purpose of our davening is not, God, what can you do for us? But God, here's what we're giving you. And we need to keep that in the forefront and remember that it's not about what God does for us, but it's about how we can better serve Him. So if we can remember, this is a gift. This is a sacrificial offering. That's what prayer is today. That's what davening is that's our offerings. It's our kabbalas. I give that to God, and He does with it what He wills. And He did something with it. What it is yet, I'm not sure. It wasn't an emotional experience. It was something deeper.
Hey there, it's Yoni from Kabbalah Pod. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I use Anchor FM for mine. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading you this ad. So check it out. Go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start and get your podcast going.
Have a question or topic idea? Send us your ideas at yedbrick.com/kabbalah.